Happy birthday, Solomon. I know I look a little rough right now, but I wanted to make sure I got my video done. But anyway, I want to say how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, how much we need you, because you're like the glue that keeps us all together. You know, we have our moments and we get on each other's nerve, but you're the therapist that we need, love, and adore. So I want to wish you a very happy 41st birthday and to many more.
Solomon, you know I love you, but I look a mess, but I need to get this video done for you because you really mean that much to me. So happy freaking birthday. You know I'm happy for you. I just love your life for you right now. So have a great 41 birthday, and I really pray you have many more. Mwah!
Happy birthday, Solomon. I'm so blessed and thankful to have you in my life. You're an awesome friend, awesome big brother / big sister. But you're an awesome big brother. Just like your temperament, the way you handle things, the way that you show that you care about people and love on them. And you're smart as fuck. So I think that's so dope. And I'm so proud of you for all of your accomplishments. And I can't wait to see all of the things that's going to unfold in your life. Happy birthday. Enjoy.
Openers, what is up? Welcome to Old Lisha Podcast for Openers, honest conversation about everything from A to Z as it pertains to the LGBTQ plus community and beyond. I did that shit without my car. Y'all know kind of that I had today. Y'all give me credit. We're missing Solomon. Solomon's busy getting pregnant. I'm happy for him, though.
It is Solomon's birthday, so he is out enjoying his birthday. He's away. Happy birthday, Solomon. As much as we miss him on the show, like, I'm glad he's out, you know, enjoying his birthday. Even though it would be more lit here in the studio.
New situation.
With us and the team, but, enjoy.
Solomon, I'm happy. Look, you know what I say, bitch. Get it. But, y'all, we're at week 31.
We are.
Have a new little background for three. So we're three stooges, y'all. We're going to have this.
It's not so little, child. This is an amazing background. I like this.
I like it. Look like we're the clouds. Let's need some weed.
I don't smoke the weed, honey.
But I like the edibles.
Now that I might be able to get into. Can I say that on camera?
Yeah, child. Look, open relationship. You right. He didn't say it. Then how was your week?
Well, okay.
I'm sorry. We go to Tay.
Well, you looked at Tay.
I meant to say Tay. You caught me. Say, how was your week?
This week has been pretty cool. It's been really chill. You know, just went back to work from the holidays. So it's been real chill.
Damn, you just went back today? Oh, shit, that's how I need your job.
I know, that's right.
So this has been really chill. Getting ready for Saturday.
I ordered my outfit yesterday. I'm excited, too.
Yes, yeah, really so we excited.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a really good week. It's been busy. I feel like I say that all the time, but it literally just gets busier and busier, but it's cool. I had an amazing Thanksgiving break, and we did our 30th episode last week. So I've just been in a good place, like feeling good and just, you know, working, looking forward to
getting these next few weeks out of the way work-wise, and then having my 2-week winter break. So I'm just excited for that, just to be around family, just to not have like deadlines and stuff like that. And I'm excited for your party coming up, yeah, for your fiance's gathering coming up. Like I was saying, I ordered my outfit, so I'm ready to look cute and, you know, make it do what it do. How was your week?
Y'all know how y'all have one of those weeks where it's just not going right. Mm-hmm. This is one of those weeks where it's just not going right. Thanksgiving was perfect. I enjoyed my family. It was very nice. But when I touched back down in Atlanta, it's like, bitch. That's how I feel. Work, I had to go off on somebody at work. Because, you know, like, I take pride in what I do at work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I feel like sometimes people don't want to give you grace when you need it. Mm-hmm. And it's Thanksgiving break, bitch. We just got back. My mind might be fuzzy, okay?
Right.
It just might be fuzzy.
Right.
You're not gonna, I don't give a damn if you the director. You can be the VP. You're not going to talk to me in kind of way.
Yeah.
Like, you can correct me. Let me say that for you. You can't correct me. But you think you're just going to talk to me like I'm a child?
Yeah,
I'm going to respond to you like you a child.
Yeah, we can have a conversation, but it's not going to be.
I had to get HR involved.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I told her, she kept running her mouth. And I said, we're going to not want to discontinue this phone call with this, whatever you call that shit you be on, the webcam.
The Zoom.
Said, because we're not going to talk like this. You're not going to talk to me like this. And I said, you don't like it? I'm taking up the HR. Have a good day. Please email me only.
Well, I'm hoping that gets rectified.
Oh, it was cool. It's all good.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, because, like, everything is recorded. Right. So anybody that saw that would have saw that she was a little abrasive.
So it ended well. Like, y'all already did the HR stuff.
Yeah, we're good now. Right. They set us down. They reviewed. They watched it. And they played it. And, like they said, you think that was okay to talk to him like that.
So do you feel like her, like, the sit down was was beneficial? Like, was she coming from an apologetic place because HR was involved? Or was it like, okay, I realized
I was wrong? I think she apologized because it was HR.
Okay.
But it's okay. I could be fake nasty too.
That raggedy.
Hi, sis. How are you today? Like, right. I can do that.
At least she knows not to play.
Oh, yeah, I'm not.
She knows not to play.
I know how to act. So. Look, I know how to get like, yeah. Oh, you're going to. Okay.
Yeah. It's called nice nasty.
Yeah, I can be nice. Nasty. It's okay. You got to learn about these corporate people.
Yeah.
Especially the
corporate bitches.
The other people. Then on top of that, my water in my toilet. Bless this, I don't know what the fuck it did. One next thing I know, my dog paws are wet as fuck.
Oh my God.
He jumped up. I said, why the fuck is your, you know, like, I'm just like, why are you playing in your water? I'm upset arguing with him, not to know it's a whole damn flood.
Oh my God.
Girl, I missed a lot of shit.
Well, bitch, drink up, because you've been having a week.
Ooh, but, you know, I'm going to pray, and today I left my shit. So I'm going to pray that this week is just get over with. I am really looking forward to our break. I love y'all, but I need one.
Yeah.
I just need a mental reset for 2 weeks, come back strong.
Yeah.
But we do have some good news. Might be going on a little network, you guys. Someone's interested in us, and...
And we're interested in them.
Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... You know, God is good. So I had to make things up, talk about the positive with the negative.
Right,
you know,
right. People
looking at us, y'all. So thank y'all.
Right. And you know, with good things and good direction, like, comes opposition.
I know.
You know, and it's really about how you handle it, you know. And I feel like as good as things can get, there's always going to be opposition, especially when you feel like, okay, everything's going well. Like, I'm feeling good, doing good, looking good. And then it's like, okay, bitch, how good you looking? Boom. And then something comes up.
That's how I feel.
And then it's like, okay, well, what is your response going to be? Like, you know, like, are you going to cave in, or are you going to remember, like, everything that you worked for and who you are and be like, this is one more thing that I just got to make it through, you know?
Well, you said a lot.
So that's how I look at it. And it's not easy. Of course, easier said than done. But
and then, you know, I'm doing this social justice thing for Jaheim McMillan. He was killed in my city by a police officer. And I have been getting a lot of responses for that. Some good, some bad. And it's just really, it really like opened my, like, how racist some people are. It's sad. Like, you should see a lot of the hate DMs I received.
I'm sure.
And I'm just like, y'all, he was murdered, regardless of what happened. He was murdered. But rest in peace to him. I really do hope that he gets the justice with his family. And we are going to march on the 3rd of December. I won't be there, but they're marching in Gulfport. So I pray that y'all have a wonderful march.
Yeah, I do. I'm praying for the family as well. When I heard about it, when he told us what was going on, like, my heart was just like, another, my heart, my mind was like another one. And my heart was like that poor, you know, that poor man. But my heart was like another one. I mean, my mind was like another one, because realistically, it just keeps happening over and over and over again. So I'm definitely praying for the family and the friends.
Yeah. Let's pick up on a brighter note. Tell us about our sponsor.
We are. So y'all know, I don't want to keep like making y'all jealous, y'all and the viewers going on and on about my man, The Rock.
Jealous assholes.
That exactly, including y'all, you and Tay. So y'all, look, my man sent us gift sets. So there's like one for each of us, but we got a bottle of Terramana, which we absolutely love. We all love it, right?
We do.
We all love it, right?
We love it here.
We love it here. And we, and it comes with two glasses. So these were really cute. They sent us to them.
Let me be Vanna.
Just in time. Thank you. Just in time for Christmas. So I don't know. Maybe see if y'all can find a gift set. I don't know. But thank you, Terramana. We are definitely enjoying the alcohol as always. So I'm ready to get to your segment, because they don't know what it is, but I know what it is. And I'm ready to get into it. I'm excited about this part.
All right. So on Pillow Talk with Tay today, we have questions from the openers. And they were eager for some of these questions. So
obviously.
Yeah. I hope y'all ready.
I read like three of them.
Okay. So the first one is for all of us. Jamie from Gulfport, Mississippi wants to know, who has the biggest ego of the four?
That's where you're from, right?
That is where you're from, right?
Yes. I don't know who Jamie is.
They might be using an anonymous name. They might know you.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Remember Lady Whistledown from Bridgerton?
Right.
Yeah. I love Bridgerton. We should do a review on that.
I love Lady Whistledown, too.
Yeah, me too. That bitch, I know who the fuck that was, but I thought it was that fat white bitch. I said,
bitch, I would have beat her ass for putting my business in the streets. Bitch, okay. Bitch. Lady Whistledown would have got the business, okay?
Pastor, British shit is good as hell.
Oh, like, my God.
Y'all gotta watch
love.
It.
I fell in love, like, just by watching it. Like, I was it like, was oh, my God,
they
so
was fucking
love.
For me.
So, bitch, y'all trying to avoid the question?
Okay, you're right. You're right. Look, he pulled us out.
I mean.
We got to go in.
So, who has the biggest ego of the four?
Do you feel like you do?
Me?
We all know who has the biggest
ego. You.
Girl, buys you.
What? If we took a vote, we two out of the three that are left, other than you, say that you have the biggest ego. So
I want to say it's you, and it's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, I mean, everybody's open relationship.
Exactly. Open to honest conversation and difference of opinions. Right. Ain't that what we say?
That's what we say.
That's what we say. That's our motto. We stick by it.
I just like shit in order, so that made my ego big, and yes, no, I am that bitch.
Well, see? You just proved it.
I get the things done.
Well, we all get things done now.
Oh, so is that an ego?
Just reminding everybody that
you can't sit back and let me drive. Ego. See, I just proved my point. I love proving my point onto Devin.
Well,
next question.
See, exactly. You had to get the last word.
All right.
Ego. Biggest ego.
Christian from DC says, Devin, it seems you really want love in a relationship. And I noticed on the show, you place a lot of blame on others for failed situations.
Oh, God.
Do you think maybe you could be the problem and not them?
That bitch tried to read me some phonics. That bitch tried to
read. That was a complete sentence. No grammatical errors.
It's a lot of grammatical errors, because I feel like a lot of times when I've talked about like relationship and blame, it's been friendships, not relationships. So I think that this opener may be a little confused. However,
you talked about two.
Two?
But honestly,
for somebody Devin, to say the honestly, pattern is,
you know, outside the group, we're going to put egos out there. I'll take a big ego. You yeah. do. Every time something's wrong with someone, it's always their fault.
For example, what?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
right
you
now?
Can say it in front of everybody.
Okay, Tay. I'm just gonna ask, like, we're gonna vote. Tay, yes or no? Do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't wanna go in detail.
But I want y'all to go in detail.
Off camera.
No, on camera. Go
no,
in detail.
Off camera.
Cause y'all don't have nothing to say. Anything to say.
We just agree.
Y'all did agree, like how we agreed about your ego.
And I accepted it.
And you can accept that. I'm still not accepting that.
And again,
because I would
difference of opinions is welcome here.
Because I will reflect back to when we were just talking. It might have been the episode before last. And I was like, maybe two episodes before then. I was talking about an issue with my family member or whatever. And I was like, oh, it's really they started it and then I responded. So I literally always give situations about relationships, but not intimate relationships like boyfriend relationships. I never come on camera and talk about my relationships in that respect. I talk about a relationship or somebody I was talking to.
Well, she
correct me if I'm wrong.
She might interpret one or two as a lot. You don't know her interpretation.
And that's fine. I just wanted to clear the record. Because if that's the case, then that's the case. And I would just be like, it's open relationship. And it is what it is. But that's not the case. So,
you got
so is that the answer? Answer? That's your answer? So what do you... So you're not
What's your question? Because I thought I was
okay. So
to their question.
Okay, so no, I'm thinking.
So am I responding to their question? Or your
question?
That's what I just did. So what's
okay, so no, I don't feel like you answered the question. No.
So what? What's ask the question.
Okay, so okay, so they just said failed situation. So that could mean other than relationship.
Oh, because you said relationship. So but situations. Okay, I take that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, situations, I take that. Because I literally just said that. The family thing, I blame the other person.
Oh, they never said relationships?
They did say relationships beginning, but they did
say
and they said it was failed situation.
You should have said that.
Well, it's just how I read it. I read it. It's on here.
You didn't say situations, so just now.
He did.
I did say in other failed situations. I said other failed situations.
I heard relationship. But I agree with the situations, yeah.
Okay.
And I agree with the opener that it could be me with the situations. I do agree with that.
We should take accountability, friend.
Bitch, I always take accountability.
Very tall.
Okay, moving on.
What was that?
I know that's right. Bitch, you had some motherfucker.
where, what was the...
No, I was saying moving
where
on.
Where's she from? Where's she from?
From D.C.
Oh, girl.
Oh, bitch, and you from up north? Oh, my God. How dare you? You're like from 45 minutes from where I'm from. This is probably my ex. What the fuck? It's all adding up.
Yeah, because I think people using code names. I don't think it's their real names.
Child, I took accountability. I will for the situations.
Thank okay. you.
Yeah. But not the relationships. But
my girl, we had a conversation about that.
So the next one is for me. Jasmine from Atlanta says, hey, you're always speaking so highly of your fiancé. When will you invite him on the show so we as openers can be introduced to him?
they want to see your man.
Yeah, sure, I guess so.
Girl, but Candy don't share her man.
I don't share mine either.
And nobody wants her man.
I do speak highly of him, but...
I'm calling him work for Miss Candy.
I didn't think about it till after, my bad.
He'll come on the show eventually. I feel like when the time is right, we'll invite him on the show. They already met him. Mm-hmm. They love him, so... Yeah, eventually you guys would get a chance.
And he's a Capricorn, so it's a plus.
Yeah, he's a Capricorn.
I don't know about the, what are those called? The Zodiac signs, but he's a cool guy other than that. I don't know about the Zodiac signs, but he's cool. I don't want the openers to be like, I think he's a secret or something. Like, we met him, he's cool, we go to their house, we hang out.
I mean, but honestly, that's his business to protect his relationship.
Definitely.
Even though it's all over social media.
I mean, yeah, we have a whole couple of
people. So if you want to see him, I mean, they like Che Duhado.
We have a whole couple page. If you're just interested in want to know what he looks like,
right? And our Instagram handles are probably like about to be right here or something.
So I mean, you can always look and see.
So he's clearly not hidden.
He's not hiding.
So she don't check.
He's not fake.
So she clearly doesn't follow us like that.
No, she follows the page.
She follows the page, and she watched the show because she has to speak highly of him.
She's never seen like. I don't want to, like, just, like...
I don't want to be reading our questioners.
But these questions are...
Stop.
These questions are a little...
If we're giving that...
Right, thank you.
Because, yeah, that is kind of rude.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jasmine.
We'll always answer questions, y'all. Like, it's a termina. We'll always answer questions.
Yeah, I blame that.
Yeah.
Okay, so next question apparently is for all of us. Jesse from Atlanta wants to know, Rodney, Devin, and Tay, do you like to suck dick more or eat ass? Have to choose one.
Why not Solomon? Did he not do anything?
Why did I put on a thing Solomon wouldn't be here this week. To answer questions.
I'm about to say, they act like Solomon's Dr. Jackie. Dr. Jackie do some shit too, y'all.
A big old freak.
A big old freak. But he's not here to defend himself.
The poorest ones be the biggest freaks. No shade, Solomon.
We love you here.
We love you.
Oh, my God. I mean, they already know. The ones that follow us, like, day in and day out, every episode know. Like, I will never, ever... Which camera do I need to look into? I will never, ever in my life ever eat anybody's ass.
Really?
Ever. I will not.
Even if your man a full top?
And that's what he
likes. Even if he's a full top and he likes that, like, I'm not, we're not even going to go that far to be in a relationship, because I'm going to tell you in the beginning if there's ever a chance.
So you don't lick the gooch?
I'm not eating ass. Like, I'm not going to
You can't lick the whole friend.
Why would I want to do? First of all, you shouldn't be licking
the whole. That's my head hurt.
But you want your whole licked.
I don't want it licked. You need to eat my. Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, no. Look, it's just not for me.
All you got to do is.
So it's obviously suck dick for you.
Right, definitely suck dick
for Rodney.
What's the questions?
You like to suck dick more or eat ass?
Which one would you lean more so towards?
Oh, that's a tough one. I actually enjoy both equally.
Oh, okay.
I do.
Well, if you had to choose one, because there's have to choose one. They made sure they put have to choose one.
Mm. I like a nice ass. I do.
I knew you were going to say that.
I do. I really do. I'm a booty man, so.
I knew you were going to say that.
I agree.
Same? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I'm surprised.
But I like both equally, honestly.
I mean, I don't mind sucking dick, but child, my jaw start hurting and stuff. I ain't got time for that. I can eat some ass all day.
It does hurt.
Yeah,
child. I'm not the only one. I thought something was wrong with me. Can I be like, damn, bitch, this...
Especially if you ain't getting... Bitch, and my jaw start hurting, it's time to stop.
Well...
Your jaw still hurt?
It does, but it's like you don't want the... First of all, you don't want them to come super quick. And then second of all, like, it hurts, but I feel like... You're doing it right. Like, if your jaw hurts,
I give
like,
good head, and they about to nut. I don't know if she be giving, but
well, your jaw
I have the jaws of life.
But that's if it's that quick, your jaw shouldn't hurt.
No, if I'm honestly, whatever I do, honestly, I want people to remember it. So you're gonna, same. I want, you, okay, I'm bitch, going to show out. I'm not yeah. gonna be that. No, I'm going in.
Yeah, bitch. So I go in. To know that's I'm why my jaw's you up.
You're going to feel it.
Okay, jaw's feel.
Just in case you want a group chat, I want to say, oh, he gave give good right, head.
Exactly.
I want to say that shit was fire.
Basically, like, I don't want nobody to be like, oh, he's so gay and don't even know what he's doing. Like, you know, I was like, I don't want nobody say that about me. Like,
me and my friends be talking about niggas in our group chat. We
everybody
like,
talks about everyone.
I mean, you know, we talk about a lot in our group chat, so.
Like, this nigga came over, girl. It talked all that shit.
And I could have just did without.
I just had a cundek bar.
Yeah, but I mean, just eat
or a glass of wine.
Easy chunky, just go, chop. Tongue don't get tired.
Really can go.
Right.
It don't get tired. It's just when they had spread it apart for you and you got
to
hold it apart.
So in my days when I used to, how do I say it?
Eat you vagina.
Give me vagina. Give it to us.
Like, my tongue would, like, hurt a little bit because it would be like.
Your tongue?
Like, underneath. Like, because it'd be like, you're like. Stretching your tongue out so much.
So what you like licking it?
Girl,
I was
she,
not licking it.
Like,
I was,
what she lose?
First of I'm all, confused. It was more than one. But I'm just saying, like.
So you eat coos, but you don't eat ass?
I don't eat. I ate.
Well, you did, and you won't try to eat ass?
No, there's nothing about ass that excites me. Like, nothing about it, literally.
But
I would say
you eating. Get off on eating coochie.
Yeah, it was, I felt like it was like.
It was fun for what it was.
I mean, it was foreplay. It was cool. It was, I mean, I was never not into women. Like, I'm not anymore, but I was never like pretending to be into women. Like, I was into women, just men a little more, but.
It was all right.
Now men all the way.
You got a little wet.
I didn't care for it. I did it, but I didn't care for it, but I did it, you know.
Played the little lips.
That does not sound like a fun experience.
Okay, so. Two ass eaters, one dick sucker. Okay, there you go. And next question. Harold from Rhode Island, Devin. What are your top three qualities in a potential partner, excluding being a top? We already know that. Damn.
Well, I'm glad that you follow. You know what's up. You can tell your friends. Or you might be asking for yourself. I don't know.
Speak up to the mic.
Top three qualities. In my production, am I not loud enough? Because I think they would have told me. They said I'm good.
He might want to know.
I don't know. Okay, you're right.
It says three.
Top three?
Yeah.
You have to love God regardless.
Okay.
Because I think that's
I love it about
you. That's going to cover a lot. You know, like regardless of anything, like I'm spiritual before anything. So you have to love God. And just I want you to show me that you love me and that you adore me in every way. You know, so not just like, oh, spoil me, but just like praying for me or asking me how my day was, like simple things and big things. And I'll do the same, of course. And the third thing, you have to be family oriented. So I feel like if you are, then you're going to be good with understanding that I'm super close with my siblings. So they're always going to be around. My nieces and nephews are going to be around with boundaries. I want a family and I want the same thing. Like, I don't want somebody that, you know, doesn't really want to desire to be close to their family or, you know, just love the family aspect. So those are my top three things.
I like that. Yeah, you was prepared.
I wasn't, but that's on my heart.
You say like, that a lot. I like.
People don't usually ask me my top three.
Oh, this was my.
They be like, it's like, no, go ahead.
Well, just for people asking, we might be having a little spinoff called Dating Devin. Just give y'all heads up.
I would actually watch it.
Okay. I'm not going to be there judging with me.
We're going to be the judges. Like, we're
like, girl, he ain't going to pick you. You don't. You give him his mamas.
Thank you. I'll be like, listen, get all the. Listen, if you think for 1 second that I'm going to bend you over or eat your ass, thank you for your time. Bye.
Make sure we be one of the questions that do you like your ass ate? Because it's no, if you do.
Yeah, because I feel like.
Would you touch it at least or grab it? Like the booty cheeks?
Yeah, like I don't mind. Like, if you want me to do that.
I mean, do you do it?
No, like there's no reason for me to.
So you'd be like, seal it.
No, but where do you like? Where do you?
So I'm talking about like when say more, like you in missionary, right?
Uh-huh. You just lay there,
and they got your legs.
You don't scratch the back.
You don't but grab nothing.
You said butt.
Yeah, you could put right. a butt in too.
No, but you. I'm thinking you're like, oh, I don't just like grab some.
No. Talk about
so,
we don't have
so sex. Missionary. Definitely, I will. Okay, because it's pushing it in more.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It's pushing it in more, so missionary, I will. And then also, I will grab the back. Like I love to grab the back, like. Like, you know, my arms, like, you know what I mean? And just like, you know.
Y'all take notes. No, that's. He tell me how what he like.
That's my favorite. Missionary's my favorite. What's y'all's favorite? Really quick.
Doggy.
Really? Mm-hmm. With you being the top dog or the little dog?
So if I am the bottom.
Which is not often.
Right. Right.
Just put that out there.
Girl, people be mad at me. They be about to have sex. Like, girl, what you thought?
Time to go home.
Think Tasha gonna get in this ass? I like so honestly, I like doggy. I don't like to look at people.
Why?
I don't. Both I like so both position doggy.
But do y'all feel like that's like a like lack of intimacy? Because I like it because of intimacy.
I love intimacy. Like, you know, I love missionary. Like, it's like, ooh, like, oh, bitch, look me in my eyes and fuck me. That's what
if
I like.
You do, we're getting married. It, like, if you look me in my eyes, and we,
I don't like. I don't like sex faces. So if you have an ugly, special looking sex face, you're going to not make me want to have sex. So I'd rather not even look at you.
Versus you knowing that whatever you're offering is great because of the face.
It can really be good, but. Like how that looks, that's to
do
me
it again.
You don't know how everybody think I'm offended, but I'm like like I heard some weird shit with
they don't be sounding
sex.
Like that when I do it
next week. One dude was like I don't want to hear that.
No,
at least see your
no.
face
like, cause this sound like a poodle.
I had one dude slobbed.
I would feel like you lost your virginity that night. No, it's given. No, it's given lost your virginity.
Mm-mm. Okay, let me get through these last questions.
But I'm not opposed to missionary with the right person.
Right. Okay. That's
that
fair.
Makes
that's
sense.
Fair with the right person. That's
yeah.
Fair.
If you just a one night stand, you not for me missionary me.
The openers are nosy tonight, y'all. Rodney, this is for you. Deja from New York wants to know, Rodney, we don't hear you talk too much about love or dating besides your past. Is there a current love interest or situationship going on?
I'm going to say, unfortunately, I'm going to respectfully decline the answer. Sorry, I don't get people in my bed. If I don't have a ring, you don't get no mention.
So that's your answer.
Yeah.
That's your answer right now. Because at first I was going to say you weren't open and honest, but then you came and been open and honest because you gave the answer. So that was an answer.
All right, Rodney, the next question is for you.
Goddamn.
Jamal from Virginia say, Rodney, you give out real bossy energy. Are you like that in real life?
Yes.
Bitch.
Why wouldn't he ask us instead of Rodney?
I mean.
I'm not going to lie.
He's not going to lie.
I'm very much a Capricorn. Very much.
All right. I think the next one. I guess the next one's for me. Family from Florida
man.
Says, Tay, tell us something that we don't know.
I run right over him. I was like, what'd you say? I was talking.
They want me to tell them something that I guess none of y'all know about me.
Mm. Girl, we find out some shit about you every other week.
We know you, girl, so
I was about to say, y'all pretty much know me.
Maybe what they don't know about you. Yeah, say what they don't know.
I'm very sometiming.
Really? I don't get that from you.
Very sometiming. Like, I have some days where, child, I literally just want to be to myself. I don't want to talk to nobody. I will go get a room to go be by myself. Like,
yeah, I will say that I got that from you initially. Mm-hmm. Like, when not even after we met, but before we met. And you're like dropping everybody's group, like everybody's picture in and be like, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so. Like, you know, before we even had our initial meeting, it's like, these are going to be the guys on the podcast. And so I'm just like, okay, you know what? Like, I feel like he's going to be sometime. Like, I'm probably not going to get along that well with him. Like, I initially thought that. And then when I met you, I'm like, I still can't tell. Maybe, I don't know. But, like, I would say to that, like, it's absolutely the opposite for me. Like, I absolutely love you. Like, you know, you're like a little brother, little sister to me, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, like, it's absolutely the opposite. But I get the sometime-y if people don't know you.
I have a question. What was y'all first thought after the lunch we had?
When we first met?
Of each other?
Yeah. That's a good question. What do you
think? That is a good question. You want to go first?
So, for Devin, my first, I was like, ooh, child. Devin's gonna be a mess. Cause first of all, you were 45 minutes late.
Then you come like 20 minutes.
No, you're like 45 minutes late.
Like that
you came in late. And then you set the reservation.
I did. But that says a lot about me. That says a lot about me that I made the reservation.
And you were late. You were the last one to get there. But honestly, every time you made a reservation, you were always late. So I mean, next time. I think this is something we just graduates to know about you. I thought that was like, yeah. And then you came in there with your short shorts on, with your lace shirt, your boots. I was like, yeah, Devin's gonna be a mess. We gonna see. Rodney. I sat next to Rodney, so I listened to Rodney how he constructed things and everything, and I was like, Rodney's gonna be a control freak. That's what I thought. Rodney. Solomon. Honestly, I didn't think Solomon was going to be as vocal as he is. Like, because, I mean, he talked and stuff, but he just seemed like he was a little bit more, like, sheltered and quiet. So I didn't really think that he was going to be as vocal, and I really didn't think he was as freaky as he is, like, at all. So Solomon actually surprised me. But, yeah, that was my very, very first impressions. But then I grew to love y'all. Like, I love y'all.
So I already said what I thought about Tay originally. Mm-hmm. And then, so for Solomon, I felt like same thing. I felt like I felt like instantly everybody had a good balance because we were all different people at the, you know, our first initial meeting. So I felt like, all right, Solomon's going to be the one that's really mild mannered. He's going to like draw it all in. Like he's going to, you know, be like the mellow tone.
Yeah.
And Solomon has proven to be okay. Like, I will be, but that's not who I'm going to be all the time.
Exactly.
Which I really appreciate that too, because it adds a balance. So that's what I thought about him. And for you, I didn't think you were like bossy at all. Like if anything, you surprised me with the bossiness and everything, because I'm like, oh, like, you know, like he's definitely like, you know, hey guys, like I'm just trying to like, let's build together, like, you know, and we just gonna rock with that. Let's build together. Let's do what we do. And then slowly but surely the diva came out, but I still love you. But the diva came out. So that was mine. What about you?
Solomon.
Brandon, you did tell them you did pick up for the people that may not have watched the show. Remind them of how like we did the process.
So the process was I made an Instagram post looking for guys to come on the show, and they were picked.
Here we are.
Okay, so
by God's grace.
For baby, hey, how I got over. That's my favorite church song, y'all know. I always reference it all the time. Okay. But Tay was very much gave me kind of like, I'm going to observe first and then talk afterwards. I feel like he was trying to fill out the room.
Yeah, okay.
Solomon gave me the same energy. Like, I want to see, he gave me like, I'm interested, but I want to see what the other guy's going to be, what they're going to bring. That's what he gave me. You gave me very much like, I'm here, bitch, and let's go.
Yes, that's what you gave.
But in a good way, right?
No, it was good. It was a good way. Like, you were just eager to start.
Yeah, and you had high energy,
Like, your energy was really good. You had a good energy.
Yeah, I was super excited. And still am. Like, my excitement, like, honestly, my excitement from day one about the show and the possibilities is still my same excitement now. And even though, like, we're doing much better, like, headed in, like, a super good direction, like, new things coming our way, new production, everything, but it's still, like, my excitement is still the same as it was. And we have our ups and downs. Like, we don't always agree. But yeah. I feel like that's going to happen. But my excitement is still the same, so.
There's something to me like Latasha on Escape.
Don't do yourself like Latasha had to do.
She did herself.
No, she didn't do herself. She might have just been speaking a little truth. So just make sure there's nothing that nobody has to go on camera and speak truth about, or go on social media and speak truth about.
Yeah, I know my rule. What happened in house, stay the fuck in house.
Well, Latasha didn't think so. And I was with Latasha. If y'all tell me we're wearing white, bitch, and y'all show up in black, bitch, the world's gonna know.
Wait, so you agree with Latasha?
I don't know what happened.
I mean, she provided receipts, though.
Right. I'm saying
her designer really did ask for what they were, and it was.
To my understanding, they told her the stylist they were using. She chose to use another stylist.
Well, I got to use your stylist, so why?
But that's what they said. But my thing is, if you're not gonna style me and you're styling the rest of the group, baby, you can still tell me the color. Like, it's cost you nothing just to be like, I know I'm not styling you, and I don't need to style you, but wear white. And leave it at that. But why didn't her group members be like, girl, you going with your own stylist? Wear white. Like, if I have my stylist, then I know I'm going to look the best that I can look.
Honestly, because I have my stylist. I don't want y'all to have the same stylist as me.
Thank you.
And no shade.
We wouldn't. But we would be like, okay, let's make
sure. What's the colors?
We would make sure our stylists are in a group chat, or we're in a group chat to communicate to our stylists. I feel like that's normal. Like, I don't know that's normal. But if it happened to where they excluded her, then that was some bullshit, and I feel like that was dumb.
Well, I don't think they excluded her. You know, she had already been dissing herself from the group anyway.
If we're performing together, I'm not, and we're all wearing the same color, I don't care how much you got on my nerves, bitch. Let me tell you the color, just so that we can all look good. Like, because that's going to look dumb if we're all up there in one color and one person is opposite. So even if you got on my nerves, we could have fought, but for the show, and I'll be like,
say we going to give it.
I just beat you up and put your white on.
Well, okay. Okay, and the last question is for all of us. The question is, who are you the closest to of each other?
They're being messy.
But I don't think it's Shane. I feel like who you just talked to. I talk to Solomon the most.
Okay.
I do.
Which it gives that. I talk to Devin the most.
But it ain't no shade.
But it's no shade, but no. I do talk to Devin the most.
Oh, it's my turn. I talk to Tay and Solomon the most. I would say, I talk to Tay and Solomon the most. Yeah.
Is that true?
Well, guys, thank you guys so much for the questions. I do feel like y'all trying to be a little messy and a little shady in some way, but we love y'all anyway.
But let's just say they wanted to know more.
Yeah, that was being real nosy. Yeah, right. Y'all are being nosy, but we love y'all.
But we did say we open it.
Right.
And I want to say, though, if we came off as rude or nasty, we do apologize because we do provide an open platform.
Yeah, of course.
So if y'all felt offended, we do apologize. Yeah,
but we're going to kiki with it, that's all.
Yeah.
You know, we're
going to kiki with it. We're drinking Terramana, so.
Right, we're drinking a Terry from my man. Don't keep saying my man's liquor out of your mouth.
Girl. So moving on to the Ménage à Trois.
I don't know the theme. Okay, moving on to Ménage à Trois. We are
questions.
Going to talk about some statements.
And questions.
And questions. So this is usually what Solomon does, but he is not here today, so I'm filling in for my baby. My Judy. So the first question, you guys, are, would you give up a long-lasting friendship if your lover asked you to?
Yeah, so I think this was in continuation from
last week,
30th episode. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about specifically my situation where it was tough for me, but it was like, you know, I got to give it up. So that was a good, like, indication of like another conversation, because we had people reach out about it.
Yeah.
So what do y'all feel like? Would y'all be willing to give up?
Well, obviously we know you did.
Damn.
Well, I guess what I in do that situation. It now, I did in that situation, and I felt like that was the best thing to do. And I feel like there's no way that could have went on. That couldn't have went on. But I do feel bad. Like, I miss
you him. Regret
I
it.
Keep talking about that. Yeah, I'm not going to keep telling I miss him. I said I missed that man last week on the 30th episode. Girl, I'm not going to. This is our second episode.
When I watch episode, I gag when you say I go on Old Social Podcast. Page. Oh. And go look. I said, and that's my bitch.
That's with our page, like, oh, well, what's our recent searches?
You know me, bitch. I'm like, what's our recent searches?
Because who is he talking about?
Because that's the shit I ain't going to take too much, but that's the shit I would do.
Not that you've done it, but you would.
Say, what would you do?
If we're gonna talk about the relationship I'm in right now.
No, girl, we ain't doing all that.
No, because it does make a difference.
It does make a
difference. It makes a difference. Like,
because he can only speak for, like, what he's in right now.
Like, where I'm at right now, yeah, I would.
You would what?
I would cut a friend off.
Regardless of the extent.
Yes. Okay. Because of where I'm at right now in my relationship.
If you want me cut off a friend I had for over 15 plus years, now 2-3 years, okay, bitch, yeah, 2-3 years. But 15 plus, you gotta have some hardcore fucking evidence.
So we were talking about bromances last week for the episode that you weren't a part of.
I watched.
And that you weren't a part of. And we were talking about, like, it can start like, all right, we're bros, but I'm getting something from you. Which is, I'm getting the companionship.
But you gave me that. No, honestly, I'm living for real.
No, don't say just me, though.
No, but I mean, I can speak. I'm talking to you, so I'm giving what you gave me. So you gave me, like, you was willing. It's a show, BET, with the black. Oh, I can't think of the show. But it's a black guy. He produced this, like, 2 seasons. Really, really good. I'm going to send it to you when I go home. But, like, it was a situation just like that when you're talking about how it was a gay friend who had a straight friend, and the straight friend was basically using the gay friend. He knew the gay friend was in love with him, but the straight friend was not in love with him, but the gay man did everything for him, like ironed his clothes, made him food, and he just seemed like, thank you, bro, but the gay boy was like, oh my God, this is my husband. Mm-hmm. And the straight man's like, bitch, it's not what it's giving. Like, mm-hmm. Not like he was using him, but like using him in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, and then when the gay man found the man, the gay man noticed him, like, hey, you are doing a lot for your friend. Like, he like, this your nigga. Mm-hmm. Except y'all just not fucking. But, like, you're laying in bed with him. You know, you'll probably scratch his head. And even though that's suspect to me, but the straight man never took it past that. Like, mm-hmm. You know, he might, like, y'all might, like, touch backs or whatever. You might scratch his head. But, like, as far as cuddling, it never gave that. And that what you was giving me. Like, y'all situation. If that makes sense.
No. I've never seen that show.
But I'm going to send it to you. You'll like it.
But but even if that were one person's situation, there are a lot of situations, excuse me, where guys are like the bromance situation, like how you discussed. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you weren't ironing clothes and stuff like that. I was, but you were like.
But he was looking at dicks. Like, you don't, come on now.
But y'all had a bromance at first, and then y'all got to that point. So we were just saying that does happen. So, like, what do you do in that instance, basically? That's
honestly. I walk around my friends naked. Like, just like coming over, and I'm just like, whatever. Bitch, I'm not getting all dressed up. You're like, you're my brother. I don't look at you sexually. So I'm not, like, in the bed with you. Okay, I might sleep in the same bed with you, but it's not giving, like, cuddle-wise. It's like, bitch, I'm tired. Let's go to bed. I go whole day tomorrow.
But that's not a bromance, because I have, like, friends that we could be.
I don't have bromances then. I have truly.
I mean, I feel like now we don't. I feel like at this age, it might. I'm not going to say too old, because I don't want to be judgmental. So I don't want to say too old.
But it might be people our age for bromances.
But that is a thing. And it's not like, and it's where both people are using each other because, and I don't want to seem like, you know, when I hear the word defensive, it's like, okay, well, I don't want to defend my opinion or how I feel because then it's defensive. Like, okay, now you're mad. Right. And it's like, no, I'm not mad, but I said how I felt and I stand on how I feel. So I need to further explain. So just to going back to what you were saying about like, you know how the straight guy was like, oh, okay, the bottom wasn't getting you, the gay person wasn't getting used. However, it was like, oh, well, I'm getting this out of it and I'm not really thinking more into it besides what I'm getting out of it.
But the gay boy was settling.
But hold on, but let me finish. In certain situations, the gay person is using that because it's like, there's a lot that you may not have as far as the qualities that I want, but you are giving me this. And so you're right, you are settling, but I'm using you for what you are giving me. So you're giving me that intimacy. So no, we're not fucking, but you're giving me that intimacy. We're laying in bed together next to a big ass, strong ass man with muscles that will knock anybody out over me. And again, this is not being defensive, but this is just saying this is how the situations keep going because both people are using each other. So it's not like, you know, because when you said it, it kind of sounded like, and I wasn't taking it personal because you mentioned aren't clothes and I aren't clothes, but I didn't take it personal, but I felt like it's like, all right, well, the straight man is the one winning because here he has this person that's gay that is like, oh, I wish that you liked me and I'm settling, when the person could be settling. I was settling. And when I was in the situation, mm-hmm. I was settling, but then I wasn't, because when I did get what I really wanted, I ended that situation. So it's like I was using him and he was using me. Mm. But I don't think that either of us were using each other in a negative way to be like, oh, like, you know, he's dumb because I really think he's gay on the low and I'm getting, you know, like, it wasn't, and I don't feel like he was like, oh, well,
I guess I never had a bromance.
Okay.
Like, because when I call you my friend, and that's why I be looking at bitches crazy when people are too close, like, y'all fucking, and I don't want to, I'm not getting in the middle of that.
But they might.
When you do more than what a friend's supposed to do, like when y'all cuddling and shit, like, yeah, that's weird. Yeah, and I'm not gonna act, and I'm not gonna make an excuse for that shit.
That's weird.
Like, I get sleep in the bed, y'all had a long day, I do that, like, right? But we're not like touching each other back. Like, I'm on my side of the bed, you're on your side of the bed. Bitch, we're not touching. Like, you're like a brother to, you get what I'm saying? You're like a brother to me. So if I'm not in love with my friend. If we ever fall asleep
in bed where I'm not cuddling with y'all, like,
exactly.
You know, like, we're just gonna sleep in the bed.
I'm like, bitch, what the fuck you doing?
Right. Bitch, back up.
I could definitely hear you.
Like, you can say, it's like us going somewhere and we had to, like, on a budget, and we had to get a one bedroom thing. Bitch, you better get to the furthest corner.
We're going head to toe.
Okay. Ain't no like, oh, can you help me? I'm cold. I'm gonna let you be like, what the fuck you got going on? Okay.
No, you better get on jacked.
I've never been like in a bromance. So I don't know. Okay. I might be biased. I've never been in one.
That's fair. No, but, and I feel like you had a good point, but I just wanted to say the point to that point. That's it. Mm-hmm. So, but I just wanted to use the word defensive because I feel like a lot of times when I do get really, you know, in depth about what I'm talking about, it's like, okay, you're defensive, you're upset. And it's like, it's not that. But if I stand on something, I
have to stick by it. Even Solomon was in the same situation as you. He explained the same thing. I'm like, you're doing all this stuff for someone that's not even your man. That's crazy to me. You get what I'm saying? I'm not trying to judge, but, I'm not ironing your clothes. But bitch,
I would say that in my situation, not everybody's, but in my situation, this, you were my friend first. So it's like, you know, when I'm doing these things for you, like, yes, I feel like you're low-key gay. Yes,
that's,
I feel
like
you have a good...
And be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
If he would have said, I want you to be my boyfriend, would you have said yes?
If he
would have
said what?
I want you to be my boyfriend.
Of course. I told
exactly.
You I liked him.
Exactly. So, you get what I'm saying?
I told you I liked him. However, that was my friend. So, my thing is, like,
you secretly wanted more.
No, but my thing is, I wasn't delusional to feel like, you know what, let me iron your clothes today and by next year we'll be together. It was never given that.
For real?
It was never given that. Yes. Okay. It was never given that. So it's like I wasn't working my way toward. I don't work my way towards.
You wasn't, honestly, truthfully.
If I have to drag you out the closet, do you think that you're... I wasn't even out the closet. So to drag you out the closet to be with me, do you think that that was something I was going to do? No. But did I want to be
with you? Let me say you did. Okay, let me rephrase. Was you doing things in the hope of possibility it could lead to something?
No, I was not.
Really?
Because before we crossed these... Like, honestly, we met in college. And it was like, all right, you know, like, we both on the modeling troupe, whatever.
So I'm naked.
We know friends. We have good contacts. So I'm like, naked. Whatever. She's and we're good friends.
You saw so I'm
and
naked. You ignore me. Giving, like, I asked him one more again. You saw him naked?
No, I've never seen him naked.
Really?
I've never seen him naked.
Ever seen him in his boxers?
Well, that's a strong verse, yeah.
Oh, so have y'all ever laid in the bed in his boxers where you was touching him?
I was not touching
him. Was y'all back to back couch?
That was it. That's it.
You said y'all used to cuddle in the bed.
I did not say we laid in the bed.
Okay, together. You said y'all used you was we giving us very much cuddle.
We laid together. So, okay, head to head. We did not
cuddle. What's head to head? What you mean?
You know I said head to toe, like we sleep together head to toe, bitch.
So was y'all head to head, like head to head,
toe to toe.
I'm getting into it.
It started off like smoking, like, you know. When I used to smoke.
Get past all that. Y'all back to back in the bed?
We started off on our back smoking, and then we would fall asleep. So I don't know. Like, I don't remember. I'm sure we weren't cuddling because I would remember that.
Would you ever wear boxers and he was in his boxers smoking?
I haven't worn boxers since like middle school.
So what did you? Whatever you wore at nighttime, was you ever in it?
I originally had jeans, so he just gave me basketball shorts.
He ever slept in his boxes around you?
Yeah, and I slept in the basketball shorts. But we both had clothes on.
Okay, girl.
Okay, moving on to the next question. Moving on.
Bitch, you're terrible. Right, y'all spent so much time with me. That's not even my husband. Y'all about to run my husband away because he's going to be like...
Girl, you know, I didn't watch this. I watched the show. I'm sorry. What condition would you allow to agree to these terms?
What terms?
I did read it right.
Don't do Solomon like that.
Oh, okay. So basically going up. So if you were to give up.
Oh, you're friend.
We just talked about that.
Okay.
We actually answered those questions already.
Yeah.
You confused?
Go for it. Okay. But everything snowballs.
If you meet the person of your dream, would you give up friends or family? Hell the fuck no.
Well,
he said family, so different.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody worth my family, bitch.
Yeah.
You separate family, you give me abusive. Yeah. That's abusive trait.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. I would say boundaries are important with family. Because
boundaries and giving up is two different things.
Right, but I just wanted to say, like, I'm not giving up, but will I set boundaries? Yes.
Yeah, boundaries, sure.
I will set boundaries. Like, my siblings will pop up anytime. And it's like, much as that's okay, it's not okay because I'm in a relationship. So we could be like having it's our home, you know? So it's not like.
I'm glad you said it. People get that confused from being single home to double
it's
home.
It's our home.
I don't want to see your fucking friends every day, bitch. Right. I'm sorry. I don't have friends over my house like that. I don't see your cousin. I don't see your mom every day. Yeah. Your mom and cousin need a life. I'll go over their house. I'm sorry. This is how I am. Like, I was dating someone where his friend came over. I used to come to my house. He gave him a key to the house. The apartment. I'm sorry, I never had a house. I'm correct myself. The apartment.
I never had a house.
I'm not.
Oh, I thought you said he never.
No, like I never owned a house. So I had an apartment and he had a key. I mean, one day I had a very long day at work. I come home. This nigga laid up on the couch, and I'm just like, hey. What's up, brother-in-law? Bitch, I want you to go. I said, you got to go. I said, not today. And we had the biggest argument that day. I said, but babe, you got to think. I am tired of coming home to seeing someone in our house 24/7.
Right.
If you don't understand that, we don't need to be together.
Yeah, I agree. Not 24/7. Yeah, I agree.
What about you, Tay?
No, I'm not cutting family off. Not my family.
No, we're not. None of us are cutting.
Okay. Like,
absolutely not.
Yeah, we also.
All right, one last question before we go to the letter. Let me pronounce my words. Do you feel like it will be necessary? No, let's skip over that.
Is that the same kind of question? Everything's snowballing. What's the final?
Do you have a few or a lot of friendships in which y'all messed around before?
That's a good question.
That's a good one. But you never had a romance. But you're fucking your friend.
I didn't say that, bitch.
With this giggle that you got going on.
I'll throw a shade.
Oh. Two or two.
Dude, it's me.
You married your fiance.
These people I had sexual encounter with, we are not We have no communication.
He's saying because your fiance, your now fiance, was once your friend. That's what he's saying.
Oh, you bitch. Well, you want to count that? Yeah.
What about you? Have you ever had sexual friendships with people who was your friend and you brought them around your boo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately.
He didn't even go up.
Yeah, I couldn't. I had to speak. I don't take pride in that, of course, but I did. I wouldn't do it again, but I did. I have.
I would say this. I had, but I ain't going to say it was romance because it really wasn't romance. I had a person I would have sex with every now and then. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, he was cool, but we never wanted to be together. I just put that we never agreed to be together. But I did enjoy.
Sounds like a bromance.
It wasn't like, we wasn't like, no. Like,
y'all were just cool, but y'all were fucking. That's a bromance.
Yeah, but we went after for sex. We wouldn't spend the night. It was like, go. You know what I'm saying?
That,
like,
but y'all were still, that was still a bro.
No.
Oh, it was just like a FWB.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay.
So I had an FWB before.
Okay.
And, like, we would hang out, like, and party. We'll have fun. Right. And then, like, if we could find somebody to have sex with, we just go have sex with each other. So I do regret this. I did, was interested in someone. And I guess the dude got jealous. And I can see when, looking back now, I didn't agree because I was just so angry. Mm-hmm. But looking back now, I can see why he said what he said. Because when my friend's benefit walked up, the dude I was talking to trying to dap him up, he was like, hey.
Oh, y'all were in the same room.
And it gave me very much, bitch, you're doing too much. And like he said, y'all fucking. Like, no, we not.
That's so disgusting. Anytime, yeah. That was definitely good. Somebody like, blew the cover.
Yeah, he blew
Somebody
it.
Blew the cover, yeah.
And I'm like, nigga, we can fuck tonight and you just ruined it because you're trying to be all just. I said, and I asked him, where the fuck did that come from? He was like, I don't know. He would just give me very much like, I'm about to be his nigga type energy.
Okay, well, and if
I'm
you're
like,
not,
I like that. That's what right, I like.
If you're not, then, you know. Don't, you know, hold up traffic.
Vision, he got let go.
Obviously.
Because he was like, you got to let him go. And that wasn't a friend, though. That was just a friend with benefits. I'm like, okay, I understand. I never meant to fucking.
Y'all, I met this one guy who was like, he's a trait.
Okay.
And I really like him.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go to the letter.
Okay. Yes, that's
sorry, I'm talking too much.
Yes.
But I said that to your point. But no, I'm going to try to bring him on the show.
Oh, girl. Yes.
Girl, no, bring that drama to the show.
I know, you're trying to fight.
Bitch, ain't no drama. Okay. You know we don't do drama. All right, so this letter reads, well, this is the, look, I know you're like, don't forget to say what it's called. But this is Left on Red. So this is the, for those of you that are just tuning in with us or just joining. So this is the portion of our show where we read the letter that someone has written into us. So a lot of times people will like write in and ask us for advice or our opinion or just to write and express how they feel. And then we respond to it. So this one reads, Dear Open Relationship Podcast. I want to know how you all balance being in a group together, being professionals together, dealing with disagreements and different personalities, etc. You guys have made it to your 30th episode, but my question is, how do you do it? There are so many people in podcasts that I know that haven't lasted because of the people involved. So in addition to how do you do it, what advice do you have for anyone working on a group project, podcast, etc.?
I'll answer first. I'm going to be real quick. Statistically. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been drinking. And I have a speech problem.
It's okay. I'm a teacher.
I had a head injury, if you don't know. So, statistically. Okay, got it. There you go. Statistically, podcasts, when you get to episode, about 93% podcast ends. So when you are going on over the 10th, you're in a 7th percentile who makes it. And the reason why other podcasts is because, like, they're not getting the numbers. The people didn't really see out the vision. They have their own agendas, things of that nature. I think what makes us work, from my opinion, is, like, everyone bring their own thing to the table. I think it was very important when we first started our show, I said, what do you want your segment to be? Like, because when you have about somebody who's telling you what to say, you don't have no voice. You're just like, an employee versus being a coworker. Mm-hmm. Like, what your segment is, it's your segment. You know what I'm saying? It's very important to bring balance and let everybody bring their own unique voices. Like, I'm not going to tell you what to say for your segment or whatever. Like, everybody has equal playing field. And when people have that, that's when they can have a very cohesive podcast.
I agree. You want to go next, Dave, or you want me to go?
You can go.
How do we do it? I will say that it's bigger picture for one, and then giving grace and love for two. So I will feel like there's a lot of times where we don't all disagree, but we're looking at bigger picture. Like, we're all together for a reason, you know? And no matter the disagreements that we've had, we've still been on a steady, like, incline as far as, like, our followers and the impact that we're having on people and just the quality of our show overall, our relationship. So I feel like it's just a combination of just realizing the bigger picture, like, what are we here for? What do we want to accomplish? And then giving each other grace and showing love. And that's really, like, what it boils down to, because we're going to have difference in opinion. We're not going to disagree. We're going to have long days. People's going to get on each other's nerves. Like, that's the reality of it. We're going to, like, end up having the table conversations because we can't get to a common, you know, ground with it, but that's just a part of it. But again, keeping in mind the overall goal and then giving each other grace and love, that's really all it takes. And if you're willing to do that, then I feel like the rest can be done and worked out.
I agree.
For me, I feel like we're family, and just like any dysfunctional family, we have our days and stuff where we don't always agree or get along. But at the end of the day, I feel like we all have a level of love and care for one another where we definitely try our hardest not to, like, disrespect one another. We make sure that we actually listen to one another and hear what the other one has to say. And I think that that's something that, you know, a lot of other situations don't have, because we actually take out the time to get together to actually hear what one another has to say or how one another feels or whatever. And whether we agree or not, because sometimes we do agree to disagree or whatever, it doesn't never get to a point where it becomes like a big confrontation. We kind of just move on from it and continue to look at the bigger picture, which is us as a whole.
Because we want to.
Because we want to, right. Because some people can hold grudges and just want to be petty and stuff, but that's not us, because we have a bigger picture, you know, like, in store for us. So at the end of the day, I feel like us four as a collective, we're all always on the same page. No matter what we disagree on or not, we all still have the same end goal.
Exactly. The same end goal.
Yeah. I like that. We have the same end goal.
We have the same end goal.
Yeah, very well said. I didn't mean to say very good.
I'm a teacher in my classroom. Right?
Very well said.
Very well spoken.
Very well said.
I don't have his ending.
I don't even know it. Something about swallowing.
Oh, yes. So thank you so much for joining the four of us as we spit
three
out.
Of us, dip- though.
So as we swallow our chocolate.
You messed me up. Sorry. Thank you for joining the three of us as we spit out difference of opinions and swallow the hard topics.
Swallow hard
topics and spit out difference.
Oh, shit. But I like that better. But, you know,
that was
bye, guys.
Okay. I missed Solomon's sweater. Happy birthday, Solomon.